Chapter 6. A new minister came to the church. His wife was the new Sunday school teacher. Anne got a letter from the Sunday school teacher. It said, "Miss Anne Shirley, please come to tea at my house from Mrs. Allen." Anne was very excited. No one ever invited her to tea. "It's so wonderful," said Anne. "Please may I go, Marilla?" "Of course. Don't get too excited," said Marilla. "But it is very exciting, Marilla," said Anne. "The wind's coming from the northeast. It will rain tomorrow," Matthew said. Anne went to bed. She was very upset. It rained in the night. It was sunny the following day. Anne went to tea at Mrs. Allen's house. It was very nice when she came home. Marilla asked, "Did you enjoy tea?" "Oh, it was perfect," said Anne. "Mrs. Allen is lovely. She wore such a nice dress. We ate cake. We sang songs. It was wonderful. I love Mrs. Allen." "Is that so?" asked Marilla. "Yes, I love you and Matthew. I love Diana. I learned to love Mrs. Barry and Mrs. Lynde. Now I love Mrs. Allen." "I see," said Marilla. "Oh, I met Mrs. Lynde. She said there's a new teacher at school. It's a woman. She's the first lady teacher in Avonlea," said Anne. Diana had a party. She invited Anne. All the girls from school went. They played a game of dares. One girl dared Anne, "I dare you to walk on the roof."
"Don't do it, Anne. You will fall and die," Diana whispered.
"I have to," said Anne.
Anne climbed onto the roof. She walked a few steps. She fell off the roof. She rolled down the porch and hit the ground. The girls all screamed. Anne tried to stand. Her ankle hurt. She fell down. She was in pain. Mrs. Barry came outside. "What is happening?" she asked.
"I hurt my ankle. I can't walk. Can Mr. Barry take me home, please?"
Anne asked. Mr. Barry carried Anne home. Mrs. Barry and the girls went with them. Marilla was in the garden. She saw Mr. Barry and Anne. She was very worried. She loved Anne more than anything else in the world. She ran to Mr. Barry.
"What's happened? Is she all right?"
Marilla asked.
"I fell off the roof. I hurt my ankle,
Anne said. She fainted. Mr. Barry carried Anne to bed. Anne missed 7 weeks of school. All the girls came to see her. The boys asked, "How is Anne?" Gilbert was worried. Anne continued to ignore Gilbert.